May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, with these lessons today, there's so many things. Of course, we have the typical Epiphany, showing forth of Christ. We hear that. But then we also learn about responding to God's call. And God's call is for every single person. Every single person. And then also, you could almost call it a bringing back Sunday, because it's all about bringing people back to God, which we know that was Jesus' main ministry or mission, reconciliation. In Isaiah, towards the end, it says, "And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him." Isaiah, that was his role as a prophet, to bring Israel back to God. Isaiah was really well known for, prophesying about restoration and salvation. He really wanted to spread God's word throughout all the nations, which we hear from him in today's lesson. Now, for John the Baptist in the Gospel, it's right after the next day, after Jesus' baptism. And we learn in the Synoptic Gospel that the baptism of Jesus confirms his identity to other people. In John's Gospel, what we learn is that Jesus' baptism was more of a personal revelation for John the Baptist, who Jesus was, who he is, and who he was going to be. And John the Baptist becomes the first, let's say, person who witnesses to the truth of who Christ was. And he explains it even. He says, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him." In ancient times, people might have the Holy Spirit for a little bit, but it never remained on them. It left, and then someone else got it. This is how the ancient world understood it. But here, at Jesus' baptism, John the Baptist saw the Spirit of God descending on Jesus, and it remained. And so he was explaining that this is what God told him. "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit." And John the Baptist, we know from last week and the week before, that he realized baptism of repentance, baptism of water, is important. It's our first step. But Jesus Christ's baptism of the Holy Spirit is absolutely the apex of, being one with God through Christ. So then as the day, the next day, John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples. And he watched Jesus walk by. And so he explains to him, he says, "Well, look here, that is the Lamb of God." And the two disciples, which we learn later on, one was Andrew, the two disciples decided to follow Jesus. Now, following for these men didn't mean just, "I'll follow you to the store," or "I'll follow you downstairs and talk to you for a little while." It wasn't that they were following him to go to the same place for just a time. These men were interested. They wanted to be committed to Christ, to the Messiah. They wanted to really be his disciples, his students. They wanted to learn who Jesus was, what he was about, and what it was that they were to do in his name. They wanted to be like Christ. They wanted to live in the same way. And for them, that's what following meant. And what I love is when he says to them, well, what are you looking for? And they don't quite answer him. They just say, well, teacher, where are you staying? And I absolutely love the next comment, come and see. And that's such a loving invitation. And that invitation extends to each and every one of us. Come and see. Think about it. You know, if you're in your prayer time and you're really close and you're feeling God's presence, you always feel that come and see, come and learn more. You know, I want you to be my disciple in the world. I want you to bring Christ to the ends of the nation, to the ends of the world. And so anyway, they go on and they stay with him. But then, meanwhile, Andrew decides, I'm going to go get my brother, Peter. So Andrew is kind of like the first apostle, one who is sent. He's like the first witness. And he tells Peter, he says, we have found the Messiah. We have found the Messiah. And so he decides to go back with Andrew. Peter is interested. So because of John the Baptist, accomplishing his ministry, baptizing, and then obeying Jesus and baptizing him, and then realizing who he was and talking about him, now these other two men see him, and so they're with Jesus, so the word is spreading, and then it spreads more. It goes from Andrew to John. And that's what it's all about, word of mouth, and how we live, and how we act. And are we interested enough to spread the word of God? Like we hear from the songs. Of many Sundays, I hear songs and I think, wow, I wish I could write even half that well. Because they tell all about our wonderful God, who is so gracious and does do mighty things for us even today. So then what happens? Andrew goes, he finds Peter, he brings him back, and so it begins. Jesus begins. He invites not only them, but all of us and all the Christians not even born yet. And all the Christians in the past, Jesus reconciles. He brings everyone back to God Almighty. And Jesus redeems. Just what we said in the column that we read today. So these lessons, if we keep reading them a little bit, like bring them home, read them each day, maybe pick one and read one, we can learn how these lessons are about the Word of God expanding. The redemption of God is showing forth through Jesus Christ. It's all about our sharing, our witness, and our responding to God's call to us. And this morning I found this. It's very short. It's a little paragraph. It's by Martin Luther King Jr. And I thought, this is the perfect attitude to have when we want to just share Jesus with anybody and everybody. He wrote, when you come to the point that you look in the face of every person and see deep down within what religion calls the image of God, you begin to love in spite of, no matter what the person does, you see God's image there. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that we can truly look through the eyes of Christ and see your creation, your people, as you do, and as you see us. We ask that our hearts are truly loving and forgiving. We ask that we can respond, and we can spread your word and your love and your forgiveness. We also ask that during Epiphany and every day, we can show forth Christ in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.